The Siena poll finds Cuomo's decision to end the Moreland Commission in the midst of a corruption probe doesn't sit well with voters. Since the budget was settled, U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara has said he'll continue with the investigations. He's asked for and received all of the paperwork on the probes. The majority of those who took the survey, 61%, sided with the federal prosecutor and said the investigation should continue, compared to just 23% who thought Cuomo was right to end the probe, says Siena's Steve Greenberg.
Overwhelmingly, nearly 3-1, voters say they side with the U.S. prosecutor. The Moreland Commission should have been allowed to continue its investigation.
Government reform groups seized on the issue. Citizen Action, in a statement, says the governor's failure to address corruption is only adding fuel to the desire to run a progressive-leaning candidate as an alternative to Cuomo. The state's Working Families Party, which endorsed Cuomo in 2010, has threatened to run its own nominee. The poll asked voters about the possibility of a third leftward-leading candidate in the race. It found that could significantly cut into Cuomo's present runaway lead ahead of the Republican candidate for governor, Rob Astorino. Cuomo would beat Astorino by 30 points if the two were in a head-to-head matchup. But if there were a third progressive candidate, then the poll shows the governor's lead would be cut to just 15 points, with the two others receiving one quarter of the vote, says Greenberg.
There is clearly some disaffection with Andrew Cuomo among the liberal members of his party.
Greenberg cautions, though, that no third-party candidate has received more than 20% of the vote since conservative candidate Herb Blunden ran for governor in 1990. He ran against a weak Republican candidate and the present governor's father, Mario Cuomo, who successfully won re-election to a third term. GOP candidate and Westchester County Executive Astorino criticizes the governor for ending the Moreland Commission. Astorino spoke in a recent online recording.
The Moreland Commission was doomed from the start because it was built on a foundation of quicksand.
But Astorino so far lacks money and name recognition to get widespread attention on the issue. The poll found two-thirds of voters don't know enough about the GOP candidate to even form an opinion of him. Greenberg with Siena says the poll finds most voters, while highly concerned about corruption in general, have not been following the specifics of the Moreland Commission all that closely.
It makes it a tough issue for him to gain traction on. It doesn't compare to issues like education, jobs in the economy, taxes. Those are the issues that really have voters much more geared up now.
Governor Cuomo defended his decision to end the Moreland Commission recently during an appearance in Rochester. The governor says he always intended for the commission to be disbanded once he achieved an agreement on an ethics package.
It was a temporary commission. I was not creating a perpetual bureaucracy.
And the governor says he's pleased by what he received from the legislature in exchange for ending the corruption probe. He says lawmakers agreed to beef up the State Board of Elections and hire an inspector to probe campaign donation violations. And he says he also got new anti-bribery laws. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.